Okay, our friends. So we are continuing reading the Disney Bedtime Favorites book. This is the fourth edition. In this book, the eighth story, is that right? Let's count really quick and make sure that I'm not full of baloney. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, eighth story in this book is called The Little Mermaid, Ariel, and the Ghost Lights. Ooh, is this going to be a spooky nighttime story? I don't know. Let's find out. Today's story is read by Mommy and... You never know who it's going to be with us, friends. It's always an exciting adventure. Shall we read our story? Here we go. Late one night, Ariel woke from her dream to the sound of someone coughing. Ariel's sister, Andrina, was very sick. She had woken with a fever and a scratchy, sore throat. "I'll bring you some night lily," Ariel whispered. Freshly picked night lily made a powerful medicine.
"You can't," croaked Andrina. "Haven't you heard? The doctor hasn't been able to gather night lilies for days. They say the flowers are guarded by a ghost."
Andrina flinched. Her throat hurt too much to talk. Ariel wasn't afraid of ghost stories. Andrina needed medicine right away, and Ariel was going to get it for her. She crept out of the palace and woke Flounder. Can you not make noise? Thanks. She crept out of the palace and woke Flounder. Together, they swam toward the edge of Atlantica. At the kingdom's border, they saw guards peering out into the dark ocean. Small blue lights moved in the distance.
"What are they looking at?"
asked Flounder.
"Shh, they'll hear you,"
Ariel whispered.
"There they are," one guard said. "The ghost's lights. They'll make you follow them and you'll be lost forever."
"You hear that?"
whispered Flounder.
"Maybe we should go back, Ariel. Maybe we should go back."
Ariel shook her head firmly. She pulled Flounder along by the fin, and they took extra care as they snuck past the guards. The lights bobbed and danced as they got closer.
What do you think it is?"
asked Flounder.
"What does it look like, Flounder?"
Ariel asked.
"Is it a shark?"
Flounder was so nervous he could barely talk.
"Don't be such a guppy,"
Ariel replied.
"Sharks don't glow. Come on."
Ariel and Flounder kept swimming. As they swam closer, they saw the lights weren't one big creature, but a school of fish. Each fish was covered in glowing blue spots, and they circled above the night lilies. One of the fish saw Ariel and Flounder.
"Can you help us?"
it cried.
"Are you going to make us follow you and we'll be lost forever?"
Flounder asked.
"Of course not. We're the ones who are lost,"
the fish replied.
"We're glowing toadfish. We belong near the shore. We've tried and tried to find our way back, but we always end up by these flowers."
"I know how to help," Ariel said. "Follow me."
Ariel, Flounder, and the school of fish swam up and up, and soon their heads broke the surface.
"From far away, the night lilies look like you,"
Ariel explained.
"That's why you keep swimming toward them."
She pointed to the night sky.
"Just follow that bright star instead. You'll find the shore."
That's good advice. The fish spun around and around Ariel in thanks, and then they swam off. Ariel and Flounder dove down to the night lily field. They picked as many flowers as they could carry. A few minutes later, the border guards saw what looked like two bright blue eyes racing out of the darkness at them.
It's the ghost lights,
they yelled.
Don't worry, it's just me and Flounder,
called Ariel. The guards laughed in relief.
Princess, said one guard, you shouldn't be out past the border in the dark.
I'm not afraid of the dark or ghost stories,
replied Ariel.
Plus, my sister needs this medicine.
Ariel and Flounder rushed to the palace with the glowing flowers. The next morning, Andrina felt so much better that she couldn't stop talking about how brave Ariel was. That's pretty nice, isn't it? When somebody mm-hmm. says that you're brave.
Mm-hmm.
Are you afraid of things like ghost stories?
Kind of.
Well, I think Ariel was very brave to have decided that helping someone who was in need was more important than being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're that same way. Are you that same way?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. That's the end to a great story. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.